Okay, I'm happy to welcome you again for the second in this year's Centenary Reflections Lectures on the Great War as a Turning Point in History. Sadly, I have to inform you that one of our speakers, Alex MacDonald, is in hospital with an infection and pneumonia. However, you will hear his paper, since Alex's brother, Ian, has kindly agreed to read it on his behalf. So I'm sure we all wish Alex a speedy recovery. Before introducing tonight's speakers, I would like to remind you that the next lectures in the series will take place on the 26th of March, when the topics will be music and the Great War, and representations of the death of the soldier. Also, I hope that you will stay behind after today's talks are completed, because this time I've got far too much wine and cheese ordered, and it's got to be consumed. Tonight's lectures, which address the literary dimension of the Great War, remind us that, as Samuel Hinds has written, the First World War was the most literary and the most poetical war in English history. In August 1914, as many as 100 poems a day arrived at the offices of the London Times. An anthology of English war poems lists 3,000 poems by 2,225 poets. In the English-speaking world, it is poets and writers, rather than historians, who have shaped public memories of the Great War. Together, they established what Hinds has referred to as the myth of the Great War, the idea that the war represented a radical disruption or fragmentation in the lives of individuals as well as of civilization itself. And literature itself was changed by the war. The elegiac voice of the Georgian poets gave way to the vivid and disjunctive fragments of the imagist poets and of novels like Ford Madox Ford's Parade's End, considered by Hinds to be the greatest of the English war novels. Both of tonight's papers consider how modernist literature was haunted by the Great War, as imagist poets yearned for a wholeness that could not be recaptured, if it had ever existed, and as Virginia Woolf evoked wartime experience in the heart of her experimental novels. Our first speaker, Kathleen Wall, is not only a recognized authority on Virginia Woolf, but a poet and a novelist in her own right. Kathleen is currently completing a book on Virginia Woolf's aesthetics, among several other projects. The title of her paper tonight is Torn to Ribbons, Virginia Woolf's Experimental Novels and the Great War. Our second speaker, Alex MacDonald of Campion College, actually, he won't be speaking. He is the author of the paper you will hear, however. Alex is a specialist on utopian literature, whose published work has focused on utopianism in Saskatchewan history and culture. The title of his paper is Imagist Poetry, Fragmentation, and the Wish for Wholeness. The paper will be read by Alex's brother, Ian. Each speaker will present for 25 minutes, and discussion will follow. So I'll invite Kathleen to